We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
It's going to be a very daunting task this session for the governor and the legislature to craft a budget.
Kentucky Chamber President and CEO Ashley Watts, among several we talked to about their legislative wish lists in a time of an extremely tight state budget. The chamber's priority? Education.
We keep dwindling away at education funding. I mean, we're going to keep digging ourselves deeper and deeper into this hole, and kind of these problems that we've seen across Kentucky for decades and over cycles really will just keep continuing.
On board with that argument, Aaron Thompson, president of the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We're a high poverty state, no doubt. But the only way I see us getting out of poverty is, in fact, investing in the solution to make that happen, and that's higher education.
But wait, there are others with equally compelling arguments for why the needs that they represent should be met in the coming biennium.
We have three or four items that sort of jump to the top of the list.
Terry Brooks, Executive Director of Kentucky Youth Advocates.
We do try to keep in mind that we're a state with scarce resources and apparently facing even more scarce resources. So we try to approach this in a very realistic way. We do not ask for the sky.
On Dr. Brooks' short list are stepped-up funding for kinship care. Kentucky leads the nation in the number of its children who have been removed from their homes and placed in the care of relatives. Funding school safety is a big concern. And
we're big on ideas that produce a return on investment. There is no better example of that than if we front-load support for child care. That is going to allow so many more folks to enter the workforce and become productive players within local economies.
Nobody we know of argues that these needs are not important, but every other year, the Kentucky General Assembly is required by the state constitution to pass a balanced budget. And these days, the state of Kentucky is short of cash.
For many, many years, we haven't really focused very much on the revenues, and so we end up in situations like we hear about in today's world with not enough money to do the things that people would like to do.
That's Pam Thomas, Senior Fellow at the nonprofit, nonpartisan Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. She spent a lot of years as staff administrator for the Appropriations and Revenue Committee and has a lot of experience in the areas of tax policy, budgeting, education, finance, and workforce policy. And she was willing to let us pick her brain. The question on a lot of minds, how do we pay for all of the programs and services we need when the state is facing an enormous unfunded liability in its public employee pensions?
There is no question that we have this large pension obligation hanging over our heads. The question we really need to answer is, are we going to cut and starve other government services to match that, or are we going to look for other ways to raise revenue so that we can both address the pension issue and make those whole and fund our schools and fund our roads and fund our health departments and do the other things that people expect from government?
And as Ashley Watts told us, speaking for the Kentucky business community, one path out of the red ink is to begin committing to the long term.
If you invest in early child care and early preschool for all students, then 10, 20 years down the road, Medicaid numbers drop, incarceration rates drop, because really, preschool is one of the best foundations that we can give our students and our future workforce.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.